Within hours of his death, the conspiracy theorists started questioning whether, in fact, Osama bin Laden had really been killed, to the point where many were demanding more proof. Now there is word the U.S. may release photos of bin Laden's burial at sea to quiet the critics. But is that going too far? And will the conspiracy theorists ever be satisfied? Dr. Ronald Fineman is the professor of history at Florida Atlantic University and Broward College, author of the political blog TheProgressiveProfessor.com, also the author of Twilight of Progressivism, The Western Republican Senators, and The New Deal. Hello, Dr. Fineman.
Hello, how are you?
I am fine, and I'm sure when you start to hear the conspiracy theorists, because that is your specialty, you're not surprised by their reaction.
Not at all. In fact, it's very typical that right away they're going to assume that they can never trust government and the government always lies to them.
So the demand for proof, is it going too far when we have to start seeing possibly photos of Osama bin Laden or the burial at sea?
Well, the burial at sea, I don't see how it could be shown except maybe to show a body bag being dumped overboard. I guess that maybe could be done. As far as photographs of him being dead, it would be very hard because I imagine having been shot in the left eye, his face would not look very decent to look at. It'd be quite gruesome, and it could probably be shocking if it was shown on television. You know, it might be on internet sites, but on television, I don't think that would be a good idea, to be honest.
So what does the government do, the U.S. government do? They just say, these are the facts, here we've had the proof of the DNA, and then that's it?
I would say yes, because even with the DNA testing, they can say they have the proof, but it doesn't mean other people are going to accept it, because they're going to say, I want to see the proof personally. I don't think you could ever please these loonies that believe in conspiracy theories. And I've written about all this in an entry on April 28th, before this all occurred, because of the birth of conspiracy theory about Barack Obama, that we've been having this for a long time, because we've had the debate about Franklin Roosevelt and Pearl Harbor. We've had it about the Roswell landing, supposedly by aliens, the assassination of President Kennedy, whether American astronauts landed on the moon, whether George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld engineered the attacks on September 11th to bring down the World Trade Center.
It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
They've been going on forever. Tell me, though, the advent of the Internet, what that has really meant to conspiracy theorists, because to me, then stories run even more wild.
Oh, absolutely, because the Internet, a lot of stuff in the Internet is not accurate, and anybody can spread anything they want on a blog or anything else, and they can be totally reckless and irresponsible. And yet, that's the way it is, because a lot of people without knowledge tend to believe what they want to believe. It's a question really not of evidence or facts, but simply opinions. And there is a saying that everybody is entitled to their opinion, but you're not entitled to the facts.
So is this just going to be another theory that is going to be added to that long list that you were going through when we talk about Roosevelt and Kennedy?
Yes, I think it will be, unfortunately. And I think there's still those who still believe that Elvis Presley's alive. I didn't even mention that in the blog entry. And even those who thought John F. Kennedy was still alive and was in the hospital and was with Marilyn Monroe, which is very funny. So, I mean, a lot of this, if people want to believe it, I don't think there's anything you can do about it. I do not think the government needs to show a photograph of Osama bin Laden dead, a gruesome photograph. I would think most intelligent, normal people would accept it.
Dr. Fineman, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dr. Ronald Fineman is a professor of history at Florida Atlantic University and Broward College, the author of the political blog TheProgressiveProfessor.com, also the author of Twilight of Progressivism, The Western Republican Senators, and The New Deal.